It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Susan Owensby is actually away, but the kitchen's still open. And I'm Roslyn Hyam, sitting in for her for the next couple of weeks. That's Baby Elephant Walk, composed by Henry Mancini for the film Hatari in 1961. And I do not know why, but an animal theme seems to have emerged this week. Well, we hope that our listeners are able to tune in easily to the new RFI English programme Paris Live PM at 1400 Universal Time Monday to Friday, as well as our AM programme 7 days a week and the new Sound Kitchen Times on Saturday at about 6.45, 14.45 and 16.45 Universal Time. Now, I hope you've got something to write with at hand or a computer so you can note our new programme times, news quiz and contact details, and stay tuned for RFI English Service Traveller, who shares their multicultural story from Central and Eastern Africa. But first of all, this week's news quiz answer and winners. On the 28th of March, Susan asked you which three political parties here in France had garnered enough votes in local elections to make it to the second round runoff. And the answer is the UMP, the National Front, and the Socialist Party, in that order. In the second round, the picture was actually a little different, with the UMP and its centrist allies in the lead. The Socialists came in second, and the National Front third. Well, as usual, many of our quiz respondents got it right. And we'd love, of course, to give prizes to everyone, but there can only be a few winners each week. The winners are from Kathmandu in Nepal, Ms. Resha Prakash. From Bamenda in Cameroon, Kinko Ignatius Nfon. From Sylhet in Bangladesh, Mozifar Rahman. From Burwan, West Bengal in India, Subankar Basak. And from Sahiwal in Pakistan, Shahzad Shabir. Well, congratulations to you all. Susan will be sending out prizes later this month when she returns to the Sound Kitchen. So keep your answers coming on postcards, letter or by email.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Now for this week's news quiz, I have to say that as I'm preparing to go to report for RFI at the annual International Film Festival in Cannes, opening on the 13th of May, I do have film news on my mind. In a late announcement, the festival added a few films to the official lineup last week. One of those latecomers was included in the Un Certain Regard section. It's a film from a country which has never had an official entry at the Cannes Film Festival before, at least not in competition. That's in 68 years. So this week's question is, from which country does this film come? Now, I can give you a clue. The title of the film in English is an animal. So the question for the news quiz this week is, which country does this film come from? This film that has been added to the Cannes film selection, the official selection, in the Un Certain Regard section. Send your answers, please, by the 25th of May, and we'll announce the prize winners in the programme on the 30th of May. You can also check our website at rfienglish.com. And here's our email address again.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr.
This is the Sound Kitchen,
where you never know what you'll be served.
Well, time to take a little trip with one of our RFI travellers. Could be down the road or to the moon. Thank you. This week's RFI traveller is Sarah Elzas. So, Sarah, what's the most meaningful trip you've ever taken?
Well, that's a big question. Why don't I just talk about the most recent trip I did? I recently traveled to Rwanda and Uganda. I started in Rwanda because I was going to meet some friends of mine who have been cycling for the past year and a half from France and headed to Cape Town in South Africa.
What an adventure.
Oh, it's crazy. And they've had lots of adventures. They've gone through Egypt and Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Uganda. And I met up with them in Rwanda, in Kigali. And then I went north to Uganda, traveled through there just on the border between the two countries, and then I ended up in Kampala and met up with some friends there.
What was the most significant part of that trip?
Well, it's a short trip, and I was there specifically to go see friends. Often I go travel just to go experience it and go on an adventure, and so that was interesting to travel with others, and that's not particularly related to the countries themselves. But being in Rwanda and Uganda also, for me, is the first time I had actually been in East Africa, or Central, I guess, but I traveled in West Africa before. In Uganda, it was quite interesting to finally go to a country where people speak English, and of course, many, many other languages. Rwanda, language-wise, was also very interesting because they've shifted from French to English officially. They did that in 2009, and you can definitely still feel that some people feel more comfortable in one or the other, and it was very interesting to have discussions with people about that, of course, which touches on all sorts of other issues of Rwanda. In history and politics.
Anything particular you remember about that trip?
The trip was very city-based. Kigali and Kampala were the two nodes, I would say, but we did travel through between the two countries. And of course, there you see a lot of scenery and beautiful countryside. Rwanda, Uganda, also very different, not as green, but gorgeous. And a lot of the tourism, of course, is natural areas. And the highlights was going into the mountains on the border between Rwanda and Uganda and going to look for the mountain gorillas. And you're in these beautiful jungles, spending time with rangers who are looking for these gorilla families and following elephant footprints and seeing the gorillas. There's monkeys and there's birds, because here in Paris,
you're lucky if you see a cat these days.
Pretty much, maybe a rat, but definitely in the birds you see some pigeons. But the songs of, well, equatorial birds, and there's so many. And you know, if you live there, maybe you don't realize quite how unique it is. But I have to say, one of the things that struck me the most was I was at a camp and we were sitting in the evening at dusk and we start hearing this bird. I actually recorded it so you can actually hear it. He kept saying these sort of three notes.
This is Sarah whistling.
That's me whistling, and you can hear it on the recording. For me, it just kept evoking Bob Marley, the Buffalo Soldier song. Do, do, do. Totally strange being in southern Uganda thinking about Bob Marley, listening to these tropical birds. And I would encourage listeners, if you know what this bird is, to let us know, because I don't know anything about birds.
Okay, so write in. listen to now Sarah's bird song, the one she recorded. Do write in and tell Sarah, tell all of us, because we're all very curious now, which bird this is. Sarah Elzas, thank you very much for joining us today as RFI Traveller on the Sound Kitchen.
Thank you.
If you'd like to send a comment about Sarah's trip, tell us the name of the bird, or share a travel tale, be it down the road to the moon or somewhere in between, send it to us at english.service@rfi.fr. Until next time, from me, Roslyn Hyams, happy listening and goodbye. Ooh, yeah.